When did you first buy this new equipment?
Well, this would be around circa 1983, when Dr. Lloyd, who was the diabetic consultant whom I was seeing privately every 6 months or so, used to use one of these, which greatly impressed me. And I said to him, how much can I get one of those for? And he had, I think, one that made tea. And it was an all singing and dancing one, and it was, you know, I thought, out of my reach. And but I did make some inquiries and discovered a company that made one which is called an AccuTest, I say, which is about the size of a large, perhaps a bit bigger than a cigarette packet, into which you insert a strip, glucose test strip, on which, having drawn a little bit of blood from your finger and dropped it on the pad on the strip, inserted into the machine, it comes up with a number. Now, blood test readings can range. I'm not sure quite what the range is, but if you're down, in my case, this is not for all diabetics because, and I'll come back to this, I'm happy if my readings are 7, 8, 9, even above 9 or 10. Other people I've spoken to shudder with horror when I tell them that my readings are 7, 8, 9. Goodness me, they say, we're looking at 3 and 4. I say, well, your lifestyle is obviously totally different to mine. And I've coped with it for 60 years, so I'm happy to carry on the way I am. And but they've sort of said, goodness me, almost 3 or 4 is what you should be aiming at. But if I was aiming at 3 or 4, I'd be walking around sort of almost comatose. I'd be so out of sugar it wouldn't be true. And McNally understands, my doctor, Dr. McNally, understands this. And the acid tests with these things, that while these AccuTest readings are a good indication of... It gives you an idea as to whether you should increase or reduce your insulin or modify your diet. The overall check on the on your blood situation is what's called an HbA1c, which tests the hemoglobin in the blood, and the numbers are very